This past week was a tough one for Republicans on Capitol Hill. President Barack Obama hit the 100-day mark with high approval ratings, while the Senate's GOP minority shrank by one with Arlen Specter's defection to the Democrats. Congress also approved, without a single Republican vote, a budget plan that protects health care from GOP filibusters. Still, as NPR's David Wellner reports, Republican lawmakers remain unbowed.
To hear Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell tell it, President Obama's huge economic stimulus package has had a demoralizing effect on the nation.
Hundreds of thousands of American workers are losing their jobs every month. They're concerned that all this spending and debt won't just slow the economic recovery, but make it harder to keep or find jobs.
McConnell was speaking on the president's 100th day in office. It was also the day after Pennsylvania's Arlen Specter, one of only three Republicans who voted for the stimulus package, switched parties. Specter said he supported the stimulus because he did not want another 1929-style depression. But for Specter's former GOP colleagues, it was the height of out-of-control spending. John Kyle is the Senate's number two Republican.
Since his inauguration, President Obama has signed into law $1.19 trillion in new spending. That's $11.9 billion of spending for each day that he's been in office.
GOP leaders have managed so far to keep their members in nearly solid opposition to most of President Obama's legislative agenda. That does not surprise congressional expert Jack Pitney of Claremont McKenna College.
In order to appeal to the Republican base, it would be very difficult for them to go along with the president's program, but the price of opposition is a constructive alternative. And Republicans need to make a case for how they would do things differently.
But Rutgers University's Ross Baker, who's another longtime Congress watcher, thinks Republicans might do better showing some support for the popular new president than by giving him a thumbs down.
Republicans leaderless, without any particular theme, I think that saying that we're going to cooperate because the good of the country is at stake would be noticed.
Instead, congressional Republicans have broadened their attacks on the Obama presidency by raising questions about the new administration's national security policies.
What is the administration's overarching plan to take on the terrorist threat and to keep America safe?
That's House Minority Leader John Boehner in a web video he released this past week. It ends posing this question on screen. After 100 days, do you feel safer? Kit Bond, the top Republican on the Senate Intelligence Committee, warned on the Senate floor that when it comes to national security, the Obama strategy is ready, fire, aim.
Unfortunately, the Obama administration's national security policy appears to be in disarray. While the administration is busy trying to decide who from the previous administration who kept us safe from attack since 9/11, they should prosecute for those efforts. They don't understand that as far as the American people are concerned, they are the ones on trial now.
Claremont McKenna's Pitney says such rhetoric is again to be expected from the GOP.
For a long time, national security has been an issue that the Republican Party owned, and they want to regain ownership of it.
Indeed, day after day, Minority Leader McConnell has stood in the Senate warning that President Obama's goal of shutting down the prison at Guantanamo Bay could mean its inmates will be transferred to the U.S.
The American people don't want trained terrorists released into their neighborhoods. They want answers. Unfortunately, the administration has only offered silence.
So far, McConnell's warnings have not been heard much beyond the Senate chamber. But as with their attacks on the Obama economic policies, Republicans are anticipating the day they can tell voters, "I told you so." David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
You're listening to NPR News.